Greetings and welcome to a special edition of Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. These are a series of podcasts of Sunday homilies and reflections given by the staff of the Catholic Community and their guests. Today's speaker is the Most Reverend Patrick J. McGraw, Bishop of the Diocese of San Jose. It is the Mass of Confirmation for the Catholic Community. The readings are from the second Sunday of Easter. We hope you enjoy.
Questions, I guess, that I have for all of you, the candidates, and indeed for all of you is, who are you? Why are you here? Where are you going in life? Where would you like to go? Are you doing anything about getting there? These are all basic, fundamental questions, questions that we all have to ask, and indeed questions that we all have to answer. They are, if you like, vocational questions, not career questions. I'm not talking about a job. Now, don't get me wrong, you have to have a job. I don't want to receive beastly letters from your parents telling me that I told you that you don't have to work. You do. But I guess the basic question is, what do you want your life to mean? What do you want your life to mean? Now you are believers, you're Christians, and obviously then God plays a part in the answer to that question. God has plans for you. And God knows what He wants you to do with the gift of life that He has given to you. It all began, for you and indeed for all of us in the waters of baptism. In baptism, we became other Christs. Imagine you are Christ in our world. You are Christ in our world. I like to believe that at baptism, in the waters of baptism, God, if you like, painted the face of Christ on each one of you. And when He looks at you, He sees His only begotten Son. And God cannot help but love you. Poor God, huh? God has no choice. He has to love you. How you then live out that vocation, that calling? Well, you do it by everything you say and everything you do. You are Christ in our world. People should know that you are a follower of Christ, that you are Christ before you even open your mouth. By just looking at you, the way you treat each other, the way you treat yourself. But there should be absolutely no question at all once you do open your mouth. You are Christ. How you fulfill that vocation differs with every one of us. Some live it out in married life, some in single life, some in religious life, others in ordained life. But all are called. The vocation is the same. The how you live it out, differs from person to person. Now that is a rather large, heavy obligation to lay on such young shoulders. But that is why, precisely why, we have the sacrament of confirmation that you will receive this evening. The sacrament of confirmation is a social sacrament. You receive it only once, but you live it every day for the rest of your lives. This is the sacrament, this fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit. This is the sacrament that will give you the courage and the strength to be Christ in our world, to be his feet, his hands, his face, his love in our world. That is your vocation. Simple but profound. Simple but profound. To bring the love of God, the love of Christ, to the ends of the earth, to the corners of your world. There's an old philosophical saying that says, you cannot give that which you don't have. Nemo dat quod non habet. Makes eminent sense, right? If I were to give you the Golden Gate Bridge as a gift, it would be kind of nice if I owned it first before I gave it, right? Otherwise, you're not going to get much. And that is why at every confirmation for the last 21 years that I have been a bishop, I have told the confirmandi the following. That if they forget everything they learned in preparation for today, and I sincerely hope you won't forget everything, but should you forget everything, there is one thing I never, ever want you to forget. So if you remember nothing else, remember this. And that is that you are loved by God. You are loved by God. Right now, as you are, with all of your weirdness, God loves you, and that never, ever changes, ever, ever. It doesn't matter to God where we've been or what we've done. Remember this. What matters to God is that we have come home. All of us play a little game at times. All of us, we try to escape God. You can't really do it. It's like trying to escape your shadow. You can't do it. Even in the darkest night, your shadow is still with you. You cannot get rid of God because he lives within your very being. That is a great gift. It's also a great obligation. God loves you, and I'm sorry, there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. It's as simple as that. He just loves you. And it's your vocation now to bring that love to the ends of the earth. That is why this afternoon, this evening, I congratulate you. I congratulate you. I believe that our world, no less than the world of Christ, of almost 2,000 plus actually years ago, that our world needs to hear that message of love, needs to know that it is not alone, needs to know that in spite of all of the terrible, horrific things that take place in our world each and every day, that God is with us. He's with us in you. You. I have hope for tomorrow because of you. When I look at you, I know that our world is in good hands. Good hands. Your hands. Your hands. You will bring the love of Christ to the world. God has placed that love into your wonderful hands. Our world will never, ever receive it unless it comes from you. You cannot delegate this to the person beside you. It has to be you. You. That is why, my friends, our world needs each and every single one of you. Each and every single one of you. No exceptions. No exceptions. And that is why, my friends, our world is blessed. Blessed in each and every single one of you. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or email us at catholic@stanford.edu. This is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, Associate Director and Parochial Vicar for the Catholic Community at Stanford and the voice of Catholic Cardinal Reflections. Till next time, God bless you.